A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Hey, ho, look out, 521 or so, and finally, we've been, avoiding the issue, but now it's baseball season officially, not for the Braves yet, but we bring you now the opportunity for Holy Crap It's Sports with Pete Davis.
It is opening day for almost everyone except the Braves, Phillies, Brewers, and Mets. Both of those games rained out today, so they will start tomorrow afternoon around 3:05. Meanwhile, Braves President of Baseball Operations Alex Anthopoulos was on the Cellini and Domino show today on 680 The Fan, and he made a great point about the batting lineup. Uh-huh. Back in 2021, when the Braves won the World Series, they could put four left-handed bats in the lineup to go with the five right-handed. That's pretty balanced. Yeah. Pretty damn good balance. Yeah. And now they can do it again with Olsen, Albies, Harris, and Duvall if they want four in the lineup at the same time. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I like that.
Excellent.
The first home run of 2024 goes to the Angels' Mike Trout.
Good for him. I'm glad he's still playing, too. Is he healthy? Has he got another year?
He's healthy right now, but the poor bastard is playing for the Angels, and they're losing 8-1 in Baltimore right now. He's all they got now, basically.
Yeah. What a shame for him. Personally.
It is a shame. His career wasted with the team that just won't win anything. Mm-hmm. As it should be, 90-year-old legend Bob Uecker will be on the mic when the Brewers have their home opener April 2nd in Milwaukee, as he has been since 1971.
Yeah,
Uecker will take the rest of the season game by game, making sure his health comes first. And it is one of the joys of MLB At Bat, the app, to tune in anywhere I want to and listen to Bob Uecker call a game.
Yeah.
It is such a pleasure.
Just a bit outside. How can they miss pitches that close? Bouncing off the backboard, you know.
The Yankees placed ace Gerrit Cole on the 60-day injured list, which means he won't be available until at least late May or early June at the earliest. 35-year-old former Nationals ace Steven Strasburg retired last August. But the injury-riddled right-hander has yet to hold a retirement news conference with the team, and the Nats have now placed him on the 60-day IL. So
they're still paying him? Something.
Oh, through 2029.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. So he may play again?
He hasn't pitched since 2022.
Well, I wonder if he got – I can't imagine he got healthy or something. Do you think there's a possibility? Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, they got a World Series out of him. That's what they wanted, but this is ridiculous. Yeah. Still paying.
Yeah.
The Panda's career may finally be over. 37-year-old former Braves pinch hitter Pablo Sandoval, released by the Giants back into the wild after signing a minor league deal, batted .250 with two RBIs this spring. The two-time All-Star won three World Series in San Fran. He also hit .426 in 12 World Series games.
Really? Wow.
And I think, didn't he hit three home runs in game one against the Tigers in one of the World Series, too?
I don't remember. I remember he had a hell of a couple of games there under his belt. And then he showed up for one time in spring training and gained about 60 pounds or something. I thought, boy, that's not going to work.
But he had a good comeback with the Braves off the bench there for a while.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Looked good.
Yeah.
The Sweet 16 tips off tonight as March Madness continues. And the Hawks beat the Blazers 120-106 last night in State Farm Arena. DeJounte Murray had 30 points. Mm. And here's a weird schedule thing. The Celtics are back here tonight for the second time this week. They're looking for revenge after blowing a 30-point lead to the Hawks Monday night.
That's right.
Did they just hang around all week? Did they go to Charlotte?
I think a lot of their side pieces are in the local, airport hotels. So it's kind of
that's true.
It's handy, the hub of Atlanta,
The Falcons don't draft many Bulldogs, and even when they do, they don't keep them very long. Well, the Falcons have released offensive lineman Justin Schaefer. After two seasons on the practice squad, The guard had yet to appear in an NFL regular season game. The Falcons picked the Georgia native and former dog in the sixth round of the 2022 draft. So no, Justin is out there floating around.
Too bad.
Jason Kelce is talking with a few sports networks about joining one of them to talk. But the former ESPN personality and now radio and podcast host Dan Patrick says he should not sign with ESPN. Patrick says there's a reason they call it the car wash up in Bristol, because they shuffle you from one show to another and it waters down your talent.
I think that's probably a very legitimate point of what's going on with ESPN.
So look at Dan Orlovsky. I mean, he's on every show. They just move these guys around a lot.
By the way, did you hear there's talk about Travis Kelce all of a sudden is being criticized for having a dad bod? Have you heard that? Oh, my God, social media is going nuts.
Most of us would
love to have that dad bod. But
it's doing all right.
They got to be, they're critical of Kelce.
Oh, they're just, okay. It's trolls on social media weighing 300 pounds.
It's amazing. I mean, I can't believe they're, and of course, they're complaining, you know, Taylor Swift, but she doesn't have a great body for a girl. I mean,
she looked pretty good in that bikini, I think she's good looking.
No, she's still a girl and everything, obviously. But still, to complain about Travis Kelce having a dad bot. Anyway, I thought it was pretty stupid.
People lived a bitch. Yeah. Former LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels was asked how he feels about possibly replacing a legend in New England like Tom Brady, even though technically he'd be replacing Mac Jones, not exactly a legend.
No.
Jaden responded, "I played in Death Valley after Joe Burrow." So I don't think he's worried about it.
He played
in the SEC, baby.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
The Chiefs assigned European rugby star Luis Reis Zamet, giving the team another offensive threat. They're going to try Louis or whatever at running back and wide receiver. Yeah. He could also be a return specialist under the new rules. The 23-year-old former rugby player, a Welshman, run a 4.4 in the 40-yard dash.
Yeah. And those guys are tough, too, so I'll bet he'll make it. I'll bet they'll find a spot for him.
Paige Spiranak is a female golfer more famous for her figure and comments on social media. She's quite entertaining.
Yeah.
And she's not happy with 55-year-old male golfer Chris DeMarco, once the runner-up of the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is unhappy with the purses on the Champions Tour, saying, "Let's play for a little real money out here. I mean, this is kind of a joke when we're getting $2 million at last week's Hogue Classic." To which Paige responded, "Chris has made over $22 million over his career. That number is not counting sponsorship money. Hands up if you're tired of pro golfers complaining about money." As the late, great Sam Kinison asked, "Is she right?"
You know, you get raised, it's the Peter principle. You get raised up to a level. They coddle these pro golfers. If you can make the PGA Tour, believe me, I mean, that's a pretty sweet way to make a living. You have to work, I mean, after all the stuff, but still, they take care of you like royalty. And if you've made $20 million plus probably another $40 million in endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah.
Well. As a public service, The Onion has some more clues. You may have a sports gambling problem.
Uh-oh.
You're on your fifth knee replacement, but better to leave it broken so they can't break it again. DraftKings has legal custody of your kids for collateral. You convince the gambling addiction hotline operator to put $20 on the Knicks. You dropped $10,000 on a couple of 11-year-olds playing horse at the park. You should have known that the between the legs off the backboard dunk had no chance of going in. You drive slowly by Lamar Jackson's house, just wanting the Ravens star quarterback to know that there's a lot more on the line than he realizes. And finally, the number one sign you may be addicted to sports gambling.
Yes.
You bet the over on your extremely premature baby's lifespan. It doesn't really matter if she's a fighter. It's not an appropriate time bet.
It's like walking into Alcoholics Anonymous and laying a Gamblers Anonymous and laying a wager on whether it's going to work.
And finally, on this day, March 28th, 1907, the beginning of the baseball season, a joyous time for most everyone. But not Red Sox manager Chick Staal, who commits suicide while traveling with the team.
Oh.
He's replaced by Cy Young.
Oh, God. And a happy birthday today to Bart Connor, 66 years old.
Bart Connor.
Bart Connor and his bride.
Married to the beautiful Nadja Comaneci.
Nadja Comaneci, who you told Bart Connor you wanted to have sex with.
I said if you weren't here, I would be hitting on your wife, and she, and he laughed. She did not look at me.
No, that's all right, though. All right.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.